All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Action Academy Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Brian Lubin, bringing you the mindsets, the methods, and the actionable steps for you to earn freedom in your life and business. The topic of today's show is going to be an exercise that you can do today to help you overcome your fear and your anxiety. Now, let's put a definition to both of these terms real quick, because we both know what they are, but sometimes it's hard to verbally articulate what they actually look like on paper, right? So let's start with fear. My favorite definition for fear is actually the acronym F-E-A-R, which is false evidence appearing real. And isn't that the irony of fear that 9 times out of 10, more like 9.9 times out of 10, what we're afraid of never even comes to fruition? So we spend all of our energy and effort being so worked up and wound up over something that hasn't even happened in reality. And what's even worse is when we're so afraid and so anxious of a certain outcome that we actually manifest it and bring it into our present day reality. That, my friends, is called a self-fulfilling prophecy. And this is kind of the situation that you see whenever you have people that are just inherently negative 24/7. Things just seem to go wrong for them. And then you have the other person who's annoyingly optimistic, the podcast host, and everything just seems to work out in their favor 24/7, right? So now that we've defined fear, let's get into anxiety. And anxiety is the inability to live in the present. That's it. So anxiety is caused whenever we are projecting into the future and coming up with made-up realities that do not exist, or when we're living in the past and we're imagining all these made up realities that should have happened as opposed to what actually happened. So both of these are symptoms of the same disease, and the remedy for this disease is mindfulness. So this would be a meditative practice, a gratitude practice, having trigger points to where when you walk through a door, you think of something great. Just the process of building that mindfulness muscle so that whenever your mind starts flowing away from the center today, the present moment, then you can start to become aware of that and then snap it back into the present, right? So that's anxiety. Let's talk about the actual exercise and topic of today's show, which is the fear setting exercise that was coined and made popular by Tim Ferriss in the 4-Hour Workweek about 14 years ago. As always, I'm only going to talk about practices that I've implemented in my own life and have seen work with my own two eyes. And I implemented this when I quit my job in March, and I had that 3-month window between leaving my job and getting on the one-way flight to go travel around the world. And in that period, I was having so much fear, so much anxiety, so many battles with my identity of what I was versus what I was becoming, that I was literally having physical reactions to this. I was having panic attacks. I was having multiple times where I thought I was having a heart attack, and I thought that I was going to have to go to the hospital. So that was insane. And I needed to do something. I needed to implement some new strategy, some new exercise to literally bring my body back and my mind back to reality, right? And the craziest part of all of this is I had never experienced fear and anxiety and change to that degree to where I felt it in my body before and had panic attacks. That was terrifying at 27 years old. I've never experienced that. And I know that a lot of you listening can relate and you feel what I'm saying and you've been through that before. So hopefully today's practice can help you avoid any of that in the future, especially when you're in the process of leaving that W-2 and finally pulling the trigger to become an entrepreneur, or maybe as the entrepreneur, when you're having to make changes and deal with the stresses and anxieties of business, right? Because when I was leaving the job and I was planning the trip, those 3 months were me literally thinking about every single possible thing in the world, pun intended to a degree, that could go wrong. You know, I was saying, I'm going to go broke. I'm going to get kidnapped, robbed, stabbed, hospitalized. I'm going to lose all of my skills, my momentum, everything. It was insane. So let's talk about the exercise that brought me back to reality and how you can do it in your life and business today. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a piece of paper. We're going to take a Google Doc, Excel file, whatever have you. We're going to break it into 3 separate columns. On the left, we're going to put worst case scenarios. In the middle, we're going to put 1 through 10. And then the right, we're going to put solutions. Okay? So on the left, we are going to write out what are the worst possible scenarios that could happen to us if our worst fears were to come true, if everything were to happen exactly as we were projecting and forecasting in our mind. One by one, we're going to write them out and we're going to number them on the piece of paper. Second thing we're going to do in the second column, 1 through 10, we are going to rank the likelihood of said event happening. 1 out of 10, with 1 being the least possible outcome and 10 being the most possible outcome where it's a guaranteed certainty that that would happen, okay? And then on the far right column, that's where we're going to put our solutions to where if this event is a 10 out of 10, and if it were to happen, what are the 2 to 3 things that we would do to remedy that thing, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to write them all out, put the probability or the likelihood of them happening, and then we're going to write our solutions. So for me, it looks something like this. 1, I'm going to lose all of my money and go completely broke. Lose my money, lose my savings, lose my income, lose my net worth, broke. Okay? Likelihood of that happening. I put a 1. So even when I was doing it, I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous because seriously, like what would happen? Like how would I go broke? Because A, I had a huge cash reserve cushion. B, I had income coming in monthly remotely. And C, I've got a massive network that I can build businesses and side income with. So come on, like it's not even possible. But regardless, in the solutions column, you are still going to write out the 2 to 3 things that you would do if that were to happen. So I said, if I lost all of my income, all of my skills, everything, what I would do is I would simply get on a plane with a credit card, I would fly home, and I would go back to my house hack to where I pay no rent, no mortgage, it's covered, and I live for free. So worst case scenario, if I were to go broke, lose all my income, all my skills, I would simply go home and do what I was doing before. I was like, wow, that is very anticlimactic. And I'm over here having panic attacks and thinking I'm going to go to the hospital for this, right? So 2, I remember I put fear of getting robbed, fear of getting like stabbed, stuff like that. And so for that, it was just equally ridiculous. I put 1 because obviously I'm not going to walk around at night with my phone out, my wallet in my hand, just waiting for somebody to come get me. So I said, if that did happen, you know, what am I going to do? And so for my solutions column, I literally wrote out, I'm going to bring a backup phone. I'm going to bring backup AirPods. I'm going to have a backup contingency plan for my MacBook in case that were to get stolen. And so I just had backups, you know, I said, 2 is 1 and 1 is none. Cool. Got it. And then whenever I left to go out to the bars or anything, I would always leave a couple of credit cards or leave something behind so that if my wallet got stolen, I'd still be good. So those are my solutions. And for 99% of you guys listening that are maybe still in that W-2 and you're trying to make that entrepreneurial leap, the big plunge, the big leap, and you're terrified of fear of failure, of losing all your money, that's going to be 1 on the list. If you literally write that out and you put the probability of that happening, even if it's a 5 out of 10, and you put the worst case scenario and you put what's the solution? So what would you do if you go out there, you give it a shot, you give it a try, you fail, you fall on your face, what then? What happens? You would simply go and get another job or go back to the job that you just left, right? So your worst case scenario is actually your present day reality. And I will leave you with that quote. Hopefully this exercise will help you guys today as much as it helped me when I was going through it. It literally helped me physically not have to stress about this. And I was laughing while I was doing this as well, just as I'm laughing now, looking back at it with 2020 vision. So hope you guys enjoyed. And as always, I'll talk to you on Monday.